On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Liquid Love as we talk about Mars, Gay IPA, Peace, More, and Haymarket doing a seltzer. All that and more. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Nick and I just got done releasing the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
A Twisted Hippo Bramble Triple Berry Goes.
Fun reminder of their space. Their patio opened today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got the big bright green tables out there.
But we did a little reel on the IG, so check that out just to pour this beer out, really. That's all we did. But it's like super awesome color on it and everything. I like it.
Yeah. Loads of berry. Mm-hmm. Loads of bright tart berry. It's nice.
More than Rev's triple berry or mixed berry.
Oh, I forgot about mixed berry.
I think this one might have more berry.
Yeah.
It's like a sweeter, sharper berry.
Yeah. And that's, since that's like a barley wine, it feels a lot heavier. It feels a lot more like it's got more sugar, that Rev thing.
Yeah. But really fun, limited release from Twisted Hippo. And that was my last can of theirs I had. So I move up that way in a few weeks. So I'll be able to pick up some new cans.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Seanimals, who does all the artwork. And that's a fun place. Mm-hmm. You guys should check out that interview. That's a good interview, too. Yeah.
So that was a little pre-show beer. But on this episode, we're drinking some Liquid Love. We were supposed to do an interview with them a long time ago, and just kind of never happened.
This is a kick push session ale with three hops: Citric, Motueka, and El Dorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4.7% hazy session ale here.
Right, do a kick flip. When Brad poured it out, you know, we're looking at it, and I'm like, dude, there's some trickery here because it looks like it's going to be heavy when you look at this beer.
It's got that like pineapple juice color.
Yeah, it's very opaque. Big, crazy, fun hops jump right out at you. And then like a really light body, kind of light, easy, mm-hmm. all the way around. Like it doesn't have much of a finish or anything.
Yeah, it's pretty dry on the mouthfeel. And this is kind of what I want from some of these hazy beers. They fill you up and they don't make you feel trashed at like 6.5%.
Yeah, man. If anything, I get like a little like lemon lime finish, like a very short one. Mm-hmm. But that's a fun beer. I like it.
Yeah, nice. So we're gonna sip on this. First time having their stuff. Had you picked up anything yet?
No, I know that's the old. They're up in Buffalo Grove. That's the old
Prairie Craft
uh-huh. place. Yeah.
That we were for sure closed. They didn't close, and then they closed.
Yeah.
And he's the old Whiskey Hill.
Right. Brewer. So that spot is Whiskey Hill now. It was Urban Legend. And then before that, it was Missing Legends.
Okay.
So, and in one of those iterations, he was the brewmaster there.
I think in that final one before the Goose guy came in.
Yeah. For the Goose guy who he created Prop 1 year. And then he left and to go take over Whiskey Hill. But yeah, before him was the Liquid Love guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, now he's got his own thing. And, people like love his beer, not to like it's the name, but people like go after it. Like he's got like a following.
I mean, people are excited. I mean, even you know, just like civilians. I didn't mean to say civilians, but like customers, people you know, and then like distributors and like bars, you know, are excited about his stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's cool. I'm excited now that I tried it. So I understand the love. Awesome. Well, we made it to a few spots, some new spots, some old spots. Where to start? Maybe Peace?
Okay.
I hit a piece.
The legendary Wicker Park Brew Pub Pizzeria.
Yeah, since I'm leaving the neighborhood over there, I was like, I gotta hit up these spots. Although Peace is like one of those places where you venture to.
Yeah, you won't give up. It's a destination. Yeah.
So I had to go there again, get some pizza, get some beer. Our good friend Cutler, no longer there.
Yeah, kind of quiet. I saw a Eater Chicago article that was just kind of a roundup that had nothing to do with beer. And they kind of mentioned at the end of that article, like, oh, by the way, Jonathan Cutler's out at Peace. Mm-hmm. And that's literally all I've heard about it.
And so during the pandemic, they were, I guess the pandemic's still on, but like during like quarantine lockdown days, they were doing like these one-off beers or different beers as they were, you could go in there and like find something different.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit like, what the fuck is this kind of thing.
Really?
Right? Like
you mean like on like from different crews or
no,
their
from
stuff?
No, their stuff. Because okay. You're used to, if you didn't know Cutler left, there was beers like your average beer names, you know, were there. Like
not Camel Toe, but you know.
They weren't the
Dark and Curvy or Cold and Wet.
Yeah.
Or
It was just stuff like Northwest Hazy or stuff like that.
Okay.
And so that's like, that's not what this is supposed to be. So you knew something was up. If you didn't know Cutler was out, you knew something was up. And now that I've gone in, sat down, had the stuff, they still have Golden Arm. They still have the Half. They still have one of the other ones was on. And then a handful of new ones. Something's different. And I
something's a little different here.
And I don't know if it's because I know that Cutler's out, and if that's maybe I'm not giving the beers as much credit as I should. But they felt sweeter. Golden Arm didn't feel as like crisp and bright and refreshing as I remember it. And then I had one of the new brewer's beers, and it was
like it's Metal Steve's a new brewer, right?
Metal Steve.
I think he was the assistant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the other beer I had was a little, I enjoyed more. It was one of his beers. And then someone else got something else. And they were just all overly sweet. And I don't know what that was or why.
So the jury's still out.
Didn't feel right.
Okay.
I don't feel like I remember. The pizza, it's what I remember.
The pizza is what you went and still had the same. The same gave you the same feeling, but the beer gave you a different feeling.
Right.
Okay.
And I would often, if I'm going to Peace, I want both. I'm not going to Peace because I want New Haven pizza, and I'm not going to Peace. Well, I have gone to Peace for Festival, but that's the only one I like go there for.
Yeah.
So they're both not hitting the A plus for me. I don't know. It makes me hard to like go over there. They sometimes have guest drafts. I don't want to go to Peace and be like, what do you got on the guest?
Yeah, you go there for classic styles, right? All the ones we just named. And then, as you know, it's the most awarded brew pub in the city, mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, so it's kind of strange. I know what you mean. And Peace, you know, it's had a good run. And if you live by Peace, it's a staple. You're not going to give up on it. But this experience you're having, you know, or even like lately I enjoy the pizza there, mm-hmm. You know? And then lately if I go and I get it to go, then I'll just, you know, well, I'll hit the park and I'll eat it like right away, right? You wait too long and that New Haven style will get a little chewy on you. Almost a little too chewy.
Right.
You almost got to eat it right away. It's excellent right away.
Mm-hmm.
But between that and then, yeah, I went maybe, I don't know, probably last summer and got a growler. You know, a growler and a pie. And I had a similar experience, man. I was like, you know, I don't know if it's because it's a new style and there's some turbulence here in between regimes here, but
right. This,
you know, there's some room to grow here with this fucking, this double IPA or whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah, and I don't know, there was something like during the pandemic too, like pizza, or during like quarantine or in pizza was just like, it was often like a reward or like something like, oh, I don't want to cook or do this thing. And once you have not a lot of other options, pizza wasn't tasting as good, and then just food delivery and everything was just kind of like, is this worth it? Like, I remember, like, the eating out experience being better than it often sometimes was. Like, this wasn't that great. I don't know.
You mean, like, this time you're talking about, because it's your first real time bellying up at the Bar of Peace,
right?
Yeah, like, so, and it wasn't that your favorite blanket or you know your favorite T-shirt like you thought it would be.
This didn't deliver like I remember, and do I remember it better? Is it almost like remembering a childhood experience, like a movie? You're like, I love Hocus Pocus, and it's like when you watch it years later, you're like, that movie kind of sucks.
It's a dumbass movie.
Yeah. So it was pieced that same way. Like, it's been over a year now since I've been to this. Is it as good as I remember it?
I mean, it's interesting. You're coming at a crossroads where, you know, peace has always, you know, been there for you, always been there in your life. And now you're like, hey, it's either I had a one-off experience at peace, or am I starting to outgrow peace? It's a very heavy conversation, right?
Yeah, and it's one of the oldest brew pubs in Chicago at this point.
Shit, yeah.
So,
yeah,
because
only Goose is older, and everything else I think came after, right?
Yeah,
your Half Acres and your Metros came after peace.
The only thing that's sort of maybe we're talking all rise Cobra Lounge is sort of like a iffy question because there was Cobra Lounge, but they weren't brewing beer. But
yeah, we're talking 96 ish. I want to say, right?
Yeah,
so that sounds about right.
It's like peace. You had a good run here.
But it has nothing to be ashamed of, you know. You know, Chicagoans, man, we got a lot of pride in our city. Right, you know, all we have a fucking show that always talks about just Chicago shit.
Yeah.
So, but this is a living, breathing museum. This town, right? We celebrate shit that happened in the past. You know, we're very proud of it. So it bothers me to no end that brewery is doing that to the Cutler legacy. Right?
Right, but
that bothers me a lot.
I almost want them to like cut off that, like get rid of Golden Arm, get rid of them all, and be like, we're new. This is different. We change things up. We're switching things. Like, I want to remember what those beers were.
And for all we know, maybe they're in the middle of that, for all we know.
Could be, yeah.
And yeah, I think you're right. I think that's probably the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, that's interesting. Yeah.
That was my stop. And it was, it was interesting. There was this weird spot across the street called, like, Buzz Ice Cream or something. Mm-hmm. They do, like... it's almost like a Cold Stone, but they do it with nitro, and then you can get your ice cream boozed up. It was like the weirdest experience ever. There's just like nitrogen smoke going everywhere from like the freezing, and then they're like putting shots in people's ice creams.
Huh. That sounds fun.
That was kind of fun. Yeah,
it was kind of neat.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get my pizza and go walk across the street and
get some boozy ice cream.
You know, sit on the on a nice patch of grass.
Yeah, I thought I just mentioned that because I was like, what the? I thought it was like buzzed ice cream. I was thinking, oh, coffee ice cream. No.
Yeah,
like a liquor license at this place.
Like, we are here to party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I want to go there. I'm fucking going to go after the show.
There you go. But that was my only stop. You hit up a couple things. What'd you make it to?
Man, Brad, I went out yonder, man. Huntley, Illinois. Hello.
Okay.
I'm not even sure where this is. I think I know it's off a highway. It's like off 90, some going northwest. Somewhere.
Towards Crystal Lake?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that way. This is the second location for Moore. So I won, you know, they're big on that Ozanar app. I think Phase 3 and the ones I see all the time are Phase 3, Moore, and Goose.
Okay.
Always, like pretty much every week it seems like, you know.
And they're beer drops.
Yeah, beer drop lottery stuff on the Ozanar app.
Okay.
So I never win this kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm like, hey, I'll enter, you know. There was a barley wine at Barrel Aged Barley Wine at Phase 3, same weekend as this. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to Lake Zurich and Huntley this weekend.
Nice, yeah. I enter like the Nike sneaker drops. I never win, but hey, if I win, cool.
Yeah. I won one of those once.
Yeah,
I think I got the Jordan 5, the red Jordan 5. But I enter all the time.
It's like, you just got to enter. I don't know, yeah.
You know, you enter all the time, though. Yeah, so I entered and I won. And now I'm like, well, shit, now I got to go to Huntley.
Right, so was that a win or was that a loss?
So this joint is, you know, it's, well, it sits on Auto Mall Drive. So it's like in the middle of like a, you know, like a car dealership park.
Yeah.
And there's still other dealerships there. So this was an old Chevy dealership.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So you can still see kind of above the patio, you can see that was the service deck. And you can kind of see in the building, you know, the words a little bit still.
Okay.
But other than that, the place is gigantic. Oh shit, Brad, what's going on? Like we never know how to record a show here. It was gigantic, man, and really decked out, like really nice space. So, went up there and got double. I should have brought it. Double Origin. This is their collab with Bottle Logic and
That's right. That was a Bottle Logic one. Okay.
Yeah. So this sat for like 27 months, and then they infused it with dark matter, Guatemalan coffee, and toasted coconut flakes.
Hmm.
Yeah. I had the last one from them, that Rada. And I don't know what Rada means, but it was basically a, you know, extended aging coffee stout, barrel-aged stout, and it was fucking fantastic. You know, some of their stuff's kind of hit or miss for me, honestly. Like, some of the non-barrel-aged stuff. But the barrel-aged shit, I think they got that figured out.
Was this location, you've been to the other location, was it better? Would you pick one over the other?
The other one's definitely closer.
Yeah.
So,
but the other one's in, like, the little town. Like, it's a little downtown, right?
No, this is like...
Oh, that's not more. That's...
who are you thinking of?
Not... Is it Phase 3?
Phase 3 is in Lake Zurich. You talking about Roaring Table, maybe?
No.
Scorched Earth?
Nope.
Jacobson lives up there. Hardcore craft beer.
It's out by, like, not far from New Whistle.
Well, that's like Lombard, right?
Yeah.
Then it's Pollyanna, the original Pollyanna's out that way.
No, what am I thinking of? I forget.
Oh, there's the book. We got the book, right?
Oh, yeah. We keep talking about the locations. Yeah. And I'll figure
so,
this out.
So, you know, Jacobson's up in Carpentersville, which is like, you know, 10 minutes away. So I saw him. And then it's good if you're up that way. You know, this kind of connects all the – it connects, you know, Roaring Table, Scorched Earth, Huntley on this end. And then Lake Zurich on the other end. So it's a nice little romp if you live up that way. So I'm actually, like, good for them, you know. Like, I got a buddy. My buddy Dan lives up in Round Lake Beach. You know, it's kind of, like, up there by, you know, by the chain of lakes, basically by Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And when Phase 3 was going up there, I'm like, well, that's a decision. But it's cool for them. It's cool for him, you know. So I'm happy for folks that get to – it's a good spot if you stay up that way. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm not sure. I thought it was a moor.
You're talking about something in the West Burbs on your way to Naperville and Aurora on one end.
Yeah.
And then Lagunitas on another end, and you're talking about in between those two places.
Yeah,
right?
Not far from there.
Only thing I can think of is Whiskey Hill.
No, that's
Oak and the Bear place you
told
me about.
That's on the other side.
What else?
What are the two towns moors in? The Huntley?
Huntley and Villa Park. So you know what else is in Villa Park that no one ever talks about is Luna Brewing Company,
mm-hmm.
which was like 96. They did the old brew bus. They designed the shirts. But every time I'm in Villa Park, you go past Luna and go straight to Moore. You never really talk about Luna.
Yeah, because here's Luna in the suburbs west. I got to be thinking of that. But this book is a couple years old because it still has myths and legend. Whole Park Brewing Company.
Oh, you talking about Exit Strategy, maybe?
No. Okay. No, I can't. Noon Whistle.
That's all I can think of.
Fantastic.
Because all that other stuff, like Riverlands and all that stuff, St. Charles stuff, that's too far.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Elgin, so. Not really sure.
I don't know. Sean Curry will correct us.
My man, Sean
Curry. We need an updated book, Beer Miscuous. Come on.
Yeah, what are you guys doing anyway? but yeah, man. I like that place a lot. Now, I've had some of their fruited sour stuff and some of their IPAs. So those things I think are solid.
Okay.
It's really, I'm talking about like the naked barley wines and the naked stouts or the stouts that are adjunct that aren't barrel aged. I had a couple of those and we were just like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? But then you go back and you get this barrel-aged thing with the coffee, and you're like, oh, shit. They're all right. Yeah. It's just, you know, they go from, I don't like every single song, but the good songs are really fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went out there, and then a couple other spots in the city then, right? Went back to Sox Park.
Yeah, man. Afternoon game. And the closest brewery to Sox Park is Maria's. I mean, well, Mars.
Okay.
So I got the gay IPA, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is a fundraiser for like a couple of gay causes, like, you know, the Howard Brown Health Center and something else. And they're donating all the proceeds, right? It's literally called the Gay APA. It's a DBA.
It seems like I saw it like pop up after you shared a picture of it, and I was like, it seems offensive. Like,
no, but you know, I was
like, when you see something like, oh, it's a gay IPA, I'm like, what the hell?
Like, why the fuck y'all calling it gay IPA? Now, these are there's a rainbow on here, and it's made up of either two things.
Looks like dicks.
Or dog biscuits.
Those are dicks.
Or these are cocks.
Dildos.
How many cocks in the cover of a rainbow do you think are on this can, bro?
I know you counted them.
Well, give me a guess. Give me a guess, man.
I'm gonna guess 100.
There are 130 gay cocks on this on this thing. Yeah, it's but when you look at their post, Howard Brown Health and something called the Brave Space Alliance, right? And they're donating all the money to these causes. Oh, but the guy who designed it is like a gay Asian guy, right? Or he designs a ton of gay stuff, other stuff too.
What is the TDH ahead of the LGBT?
Yeah, I use that as a hashtag on the pic, but nothing really came up, so I'm not really sure.
I've never seen TDH LGBTQI. It's usually A+, right?
Isn't it? The TDH kind of threw me off too.
Did that change? I don't know.
We're not close enough.
We're not woke enough.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm saying the guy's gay. Could be an ally. I'm just saying a lot of his art on his IG, the guy who designed the can, is like all kind of gay-inspired stuff. That doesn't mean you're gay, you know.
Yeah.
You could be an ally. So I stand corrected when I said that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. But I think, you know, what's fun about Mars, man, is like, you know, it's on this old-timey kind of street. It's off like 36th Street. And, you know, it's like an industrial district. But it kind of feels like it's a street that would have looked the same, you know, 50 years ago, 100 years ago.
Right, there could be horses walking down that street.
Exactly. Right. You know, there's like this train track that clearly had a trolley on it at one point, right, that is decommissioned. There's cobblestone streets everywhere. And it's just like, you know, I felt like it was an episode of like Pinky Blinders or something, you know. It's just like, it was a very fun scene because there's no actual.
Blinders, I don't even know what that is.
It's like this time period show about like the Irish mob or some shit.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, it just felt like you're in another time and place when you go to this joint.
And you're drinking the gayest beer.
I'm drinking literally the gay IPA. But yeah, but there's
Was the beer?
Oh, it's fantastic, dude. Okay. It's fucking fantastic. Like tangerine and orange sherbet, all those kind of classic hazy vibes. It's really good. And it was perfect because, you know, I'm at Sox Park drinking pounding cocktails because, you know, I hate people.
Pounding cocks.
pounding cocktails. Oh, no, I'm like 500 level at Sox Park, you know, because I didn't want to be around all these people in the middle of the day. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. I only came for the free t-shirt anyway.
Okay.
So I end up, seats are downstairs, but I walked all the way up to the very last row.
Okay.
And, you know, and at that point, it's like the, you know, it's almost like a private section for poor people, basically, right? Like,
keep them away.
Oh, you only pay $5 for your ticket? Get your ass all the way to the top.
I'm not sure we should have let you in, but you can just go up there.
So I'm up there all by myself, but they sell cocktails. So I'm hammering off cocktails, and I'm like, all right, let's go get some beer. And I end up at Mars.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah.
But
it was a fun time, man. You know, there's no patio, so it's just sidewalk seating. Yeah. So it's you, sidewalk seating in the front, and then they got this cobblestone alley, and there's sidewalk seating on both sides of that.
Okay.
So it's just a super chill, chill vibe.
When I saw the picture of this, I instantly now think of the Logan Square Mars. Like, yeah. I often never went to the other Mars.
Because it's not walking distance from the park, right, necessarily. It's like almost 2-3 miles, right?
It's quite a walk. I've done it from the train. And yeah, it's too far.
Yeah.
Regrets.
Yeah.
But when I saw that, I was sitting outside because I was like, you don't sit outside at that other Mars. You sit outside probably at Logan. Fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But it's a coffee shop on one side and then the Margie's ice cream on the other. They said there's a rooftop. Right. Maybe we should get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
but
nice. Well, I think we're gonna drink this gay IPA on a YouTube video or on our live stream, so look for that.
130 dicks per can, Brad. These boys have no fucking sense. This is some funny shit.
Yeah, zero fucks. Yeah. Cool. Any other stops this past week?
Let's see. No, man, we drove out to fucking Huntley and then went to Bridgeport. So
nice.
I feel like that's about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there are a little bit of news and new things coming out, new things happening. I think the most exciting one is Salamos. New tap room is opening June 18th.
Yeah.
So it'll be after this episode goes up because I'm way fucking behind on all these episodes.
It's been a long time coming. That place has been, they've been talking about that for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. So they are, I want to say like a block west of Middlebrow.
Yeah.
Right on Armitage. They're a
Parsons,
block.
Parsons, yep. Scofflaw. There's something else right there too.
Yeah. So good for them, man. I drink a lot of their stuff on the show. And then I'm like, shit, I didn't realize all their stuff was good like this until we started drinking a lot of it.
$4 lose all the time.
Is that the lager?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm excited about that. I can ride my bike to Salamos. You know, that'd be good.
I know. I haven't been to Middlebrow. And now that Salamos open, I'll probably go to Salamos before I go to Middlebrow. Like, I hear such good things about this bread at Middlebrow. But
it's a funny thing to say, but yeah,
I really like Salamos beer. Like, it, if I see like a half acre of Salamos, I may pick up the Salamos if I'm like going just like quick, easy drinkable styles. I'm gonna go Salamos before I,
yeah. I think of all the suburban crews out there, you know, Salamos is one of the ones I'm most excited to see have a satellite location in the city. Yeah.
So that's awesome. Congrats to them. I'm sure we'll make it over there at some point. Maybe do a interview with Hobbs or John or whichever Barley is still there. I feel like one of them left.
Yeah.
Joe or John might have left, but one of them's still there.
Yeah, the one that was president of the guild, he stuck around.
Okay.
And then the other brother left. Yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, good for them, man. I'm looking forward to going to there.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What else we got? We got Revolution releasing some new Deep Woods.
It's a Deep Woods summertime release, man.
Is our cuvée just going to sit here until it comes out again? I feel like that might happen.
It's part of the backdrop now, man. Yeah, summertime Deep Woods release will include Supermassive Café Death. Amazing. Vastly underrated. I'd love that beer. That might be one of my favorites in the whole series.
Oof.
So good, man. So good. Strawberry Jacket.
Okay.
And the legendary VSOJ. Honestly, I told Josh Deeth, I'm like, I think this is one of the five best beers ever in Chicago.
Damn.
Ever. This beer is great. And that's when he told us, where were we at? We were upstairs. We were at that fucking, the Jameson thing. It was a Jameson dinner, right, for something at Rev. And that's when he was like, yeah, our 10th year anniversary beer is going to be basically VSLJ with cherries.
Man, Pez, one of the five best beers in Chicago ever. You'd have to be that and Daisy Cutter. And then I don't know where you would go from there.
Well, you go BCS Neapolitan if it ever fucking sees the light of day.
Probably just say BCS,
you
right?
Say BCS in general, yeah. There's three right there. You know, you got to have something from Peace on that list, but then what would you have? Peace is more of a, it's more of a destination for all the classic stuff.
I think you can flywheel.
I mean, shit. They launched, that's the lager that launched 1,000 lagers around here, man. You know, then you had fucking Beta Brow try to do all lagers. And then you had Motor Road try to do all lagers. Like, a lot of crews try to do lagers.
And then you probably go Le Juice. As your five best, like.
That's interesting.
First gold medal haze.
Yeah, I think.
Cover almost every style there.
Yeah. I like that. And then it's from, you know, we didn't overthink it. These are the first things you think of.
Yeah.
When you think about.
On the shelf, you'd be like, if you wanted a stout, You gotta pick up BCS. Like, that's... it's really fucking affordable. It's like four. It's like $7.99 for a six pack at this point.
Yeah. So.
VSOJ. So when does this come out?
So this is July 16th through July 18th.
Oh, so like right now. Where's our cans, Rev? Where's our cans?
They taking pre-orders July 13th. So we got a little time. Mm-hmm. Usually they maybe a week before the cans come out.
Carruthers is letting us down.
Along with the probably this trio of beers is
a Rosa hate.
It's fantastic. And they're listening. They know that we talk shit about Rosa, so they, you know, keeping us in limbo here is what they're doing. Anti-Hero Malort also returns, Brad.
Returns.
I think Malort's being made by CH Distillery now, right? Okay. I think so.
Did you have this when it was out before?
No. Not really one who seeks out Malort. I gotta be honest.
Me either, but
there was the Malort coffee, cold coffee from in the cute little
that
cans.
You ran around Riot Fest for.
I was at Riot Fest 2 days in a row looking for this fucking coffee. And then the next day, I shot over to the
and
down.
You found out there was no booze there, so you're really pissed.
I'm like, there is.
That's a good episode.
There's a Malort logo.
Nick explaining this story and being exhausted.
There's a Malort logo on the can. The entire can is a Malort logo. I was so pissed.
Okay, so I have to get my hands on this. It sounds. I'm always intrigued to try Malort things.
Oh shit! I didn't realize this. It's actually Malort distilled from Anti-Hero IPA.
Oh, so it's Malort. It's not IPA with in Malort barrels or whatever.
Right, because then how could you if it's yeah. So they age it in bourbon barrels, but it's distilled from Anti-Hero. Hmm. So in whatever they normally use for Malort, they don't. I don't know what the fuck Malort is.
Well, you could distill any grain alcohol that, like, I remember Metro talking about, like, oh, they could do stuff with, who was next door to them? Koval.
Yeah.
And if something messed up or that they couldn't use... the distillery could use it because it's just, you know, they're distilling it down. So it's nothing to it being anti-hero.
It almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just grains and hops. Right. And it's going to definitely taste different because I imagine Malort is going to be more like vodka, right, where it's just grains. Like, you're not putting hops. Well, I think if Malort was a gin.
But it's not finished IPA, and then
that's what this says. No,
it's finished, so it's like,
okay, this is what they say. This is Malort, you know and love, distilled from Anti-Hero IPA and aged in bourbon barrels. Right, so they distilled like IPA is a finished product, and then they distill that, right?
I don't think so. I think they would like it's the brew or the mash of IPA of. And then they make the Malort. Why you wouldn't take dumping in cans of like?
But remember, this probably stems from when the pandemic hit, and people didn't know what to do with stuff that's already packaged.
So you think they had a ton of IPA
and they took it
bright tanks and they're like,
yeah.
Rather than dump this down, I don't know if you can do that. You might be able to. I don't know. That doesn't sound. That doesn't sound right.
But once you distill it, none of that matters. But I'm saying, like, if Malort starts, because Malort has that one botanical in it. It's like, I keep calling it wormwood, and I know it's not that. But it's that got the Malort flavor comes from, like, that botanical. So if Malort, let's just say, since we don't know, it's Malort is vodka with this wormwood botanical. If that's all it is, and if you don't use the vodka and you use Anti-Hero, then it's for sure going to taste different. That's all, right? That's just for sure going to taste.
Sure, yeah. I was just saying, I don't think you can use, like, finished beer because you're just using, it's, beer is water. You're just using the water then. You're not using.
It's water, but it's water with hops and yeast.
Yeah, but you're still.
And barley, though.
Doing the other, you have the other grains in there. There's no grains in the beer if it's already brewed.
Right.
So it's just beer, it's. Instead of water, it would be beer. That's possible. You could possibly do that. But that seems like...
The missing part to this is how do they normally make Malort, right? I think that's why we're that's why it's not adding up.
Oh, it would just be any kind of alcohol.
It'd be any booze.
Yeah.
It'd be any distilled white spirit.
I guess you could use
White Dog. It's any White Dog. It could be white whiskey.
You could replace your water with any kind of beer. It would probably be about the same. I feel like it'd be super close to just
tasting like Malort.
Yeah.
You get these four limited edition. I can't believe we had a run on about fucking Malort.
But this is us not knowing if this is possible or how they did this.
Yeah. Actually. There's four different graphics, four different bottle labels, four different anti-hero inspired bottle labels for it.
That'd be fun to have, but that's too much Malort to have.
It's a lot of Malort.
No. I feel like that'd be a fun bottle to have, like in your liquor cabinet, though.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Jameson bottle that's shaped like the Chicago flag. Like, I never even opened it. I never plan on opening it. I just like the bottle. Yeah,
so maybe I'll look for that.
It's kind of like that.
But, because, you know, in 100 years, Malort's going to taste the same. Like, this is rough.
Yeah. After the apocalypse, it's just going to taste the same way it did the day they bottled it.
Old Malort or fresh Malort. That's about the same. Cool. So, good stuff coming out from Rev. Yeah, I'd love to get our hands on the Deepwood series. We should probably either, if we can't get some hands on it, we should pre-order it or make it over to the Kedzie Brew Pub
or something.
Brew Pub tap room and pick some up.
Super massive. Mm-hmm. That's the one, bud.
Yeah. And then what? Haymarket has a seltzer coming out, right?
Yeah, man. I saw this, man. The good folks down in West Loop. Well, they're in Michigan too. Haymarket Pub and Brewery is super excited to share this this seltzer that they have, man.
This is hilarious.
It's so refreshing. It's called the Strawberry Basil Hard Seltzer. Cans will be back in stock for you this summer. Hashtag party water.
Yeah, like you had a good Chicago accent going
there. back for you this summer.
This is hilarious because Pete Crowley has notoriously hated on the hazy IPA trend.
Founder of FOBAP.
He did not like it, but he's on board with the seltzer.
Yeah, because he's probably
maybe a year late, but he's on board.
Yeah, now they got hazy beers. They got a couple hazy beers in their lineup, and now they got strawberry basil. What is this? Yeah, strawberry basil hard seltzer.
Okay.
So.
This has to be that crowd in Michigan. Coming who are looking for wine type drinks, because you go up to that area, there's a lot of wineries, you know, Greenbush isn't that far, but
vacation homes, yeah, people up there like their wine,
and you need another offering for those like wedding parties that show up. And
yeah, that's a fact. Yeah,
and a hot summer day, seltzers work out pretty well.
I mean, I'm okay with seltzer. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's surprising though, but
a little bit. So, yeah,
cool.
They're going with seltzer.
Gotta go. Man, this either crashes or burns for everyone, or it like works out. I feel like
Salamo thing's probably the best example of it working out.
Right.
Trying to think of who else you know. Oh shit! These Phase 3 boys have this like this trend of like the milkshake hard seltzer.
Gross.
Yeah, where it's like a pineapple with like real chunks of pineapple in it, and that's a thing. They I mean, it sounds dumb as hell, and when you look at it, it ruins your glass. But then you drink it and you're like, hey, yeah, this shit actually kind of works. It's kind of weird.
And if you were kind of on the fence as a brewery last year, you were like given like a mulligan on it because, you know, no one was showing up there like demanding this stuff. But now taste of changed a little bit, like you were saying, talking about peace, and they're like, well, what do I want from when I go to these places? You know, I want this 4.5% hazy beer.
If you offer me a seltzer and a shot of gin, that might, you know, at a brewery, that might be one of the three rounds I order.
Yeah,
you know, if they came, like, hey, we got strawberry basil. Okay, that don't sound bad.
Yeah,
I might be in.
Or it's, I feel like seltzer is often like a good. We're talking about Lou, like if you want like a classic style, that's your first beer, or you might just go a seltzer and be like, I don't know what I want yet. Let me just like think about it.
Figure it out.
And it's you don't overthink the seltzers. It's like a refreshing, like I'm thirsty. I was just gonna get a water and figure out what I want to drink. Let me just get the seltzer and do that kind of thing.
I agree. It does fit. It time and place, it does have a place.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah, excited to try this from Haymarket. Any other news or releases? I thought there was one more.
Yeah, man. We were talking about the good folks at Kings and Convicts.
Oh, yeah.
From their gritty homebrew mart to their big production facility in Miramar. Kings and Convicts turns 25.
Not Kings and Convicts, though.
I don't know why I just like saying that. But it's Ballast Point.
It's really Ballast Point turns 25.
Ballast Point, purchased by Kings and Convicts, is celebrating 25 years in business with a 25th anniversary mix pack. So this will be 12-ounce cans coming out in June.
Of Ballast Point or of Kings and Convicts?
Of Ballast Point. Okay. So it looks like almost like a greatest hits. So there's an Amber and a Kolsch and Sculpin and...
Another Sculpin.
Big
and
Goss. Sculpin. And like another, and six other Sculpins. No. No. Oh, so it's just the four. Big Gus is an IPA, Sculpin, California Kolsch, and the Calico Amber Ale. So that's the four pack. Or that's the four in the 12 pack.
The Ballast Point thing. Constellation Brands. That had to be the biggest loss for Constellation Brands ever, right?
It's hard to really wrap your head around a billion of anything. You know, like if you had a billion... even if you had a billion grains,
a billion
of,
dicks.
If you had a billion dicks, you know how many cans of gay IPA you would need to have a billion gay dicks on them, you know, or like even like a billion grains of rice, right? Like there's the idea of a billion of anything
is a lot. Yeah.
Is a lot. So they sold this brewery for $1 billion, man. Mm-hmm. A billion. So put that in perspective. Goose sold for what, like 40 mil,
right?
Something like that, you know. So. If that talk about mulligans, shit, I know they're like, yeah.
Yeah, we fucked that up. Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. Mm. So is Ballast Point as worthwhile as Instagram? No.
Yeah, man.
Or was it? Because Kings and Comic bought it for $1 million.
Overly ambitious, and it crashed and burned almost the same way that Krispy Kreme did.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme's everywhere. 2 years later, there's like one Krispy Kreme.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
No, I mean,
it's good. We just didn't need that much.
We didn't need one. We didn't need 60 of them in Chicagoland. Yeah.
But cool. Like, glad Kings of Convict is doing something for the 25th anniversary. That's impressive.
That is.
For Ballast Point.
Quarter century, man.
Yeah.
No.
So now Constellation Brand, they're just on their weed game.
Weed and Rice to Sell Modelo stateside. Mm-hmm. So. I guess they're just like, hey, we're just going to roll with that.
I heard someone talking about in a Discord chat I was in, they were talking about Green Stripe.
What's Green Stripe?
So it got Red Stripe, but a weed-infused Red Stripe.
The Red Stripe bottle is iconic.
So you go Green Stripe.
Yeah, throw a little cannabis in there.
Maybe a CBD or a THC one.
That's a fun bottle. I love that little medicine bottle.
That'd be pretty neat. Cool. Well, is that going to do it? Is that all we got?
Shit, I think
so. I'm out of beer.
I think so, man.
Open another kickflip or go with the gay IPA. We'll see. We'll wrap up here and we'll jump on Instagram or something. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.